Sing Out magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from the CD Waltz for Amy by Danny Nicely, Wyatt Rice, and Mark Schatz. We heard the tune Music for a Found Harmonium from the Penguin Cafe Orchestra. This week on our program, we'll begin a two-part feature entitled Sing Me a Story. During the holiday season, lots of stories are told around the dinner table and at bedtime. Some of the finest are stories that come in the form of song. We'll open the program with Joel Mabus, who is a wonderful musician and also a fine storyteller. We'll hear the story of Leonard Lively, an unforgettable banjo student whose story resembles that of a former music student of mine. Perhaps that's why I like it so much. Sing Me a Story, Part 1, on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Teacher does the teaching, and the student does the learning. But sometimes it's the other way around. Some 30 years ago, I was teaching banjo lessons at a little basement music store up in Michigan. $5 a half hour, one student after another. I probably gave 1,000 lessons that way. One day, an older fella come in wanting to learn the banjo. So, of course, the store clerk pointed him over to me and introduced him. His name was Leonard Lively, retired coal miner from Kentucky. Leonard Lively. Big man, stood at least 6'8", broad-shouldered and powerful. Stronger than most men half his age, and he was 80. If it weren't for the black lung that sidelined him, he'd probably still be working yet. I asked him what style of banjo he was interested in learning, old-time or bluegrass, and he said all he wanted to do was learn how to play the Uncloudy Day, like he used to hear Uncle Dave Macon do it on the Grand Ole Opry. Well, I told him I didn't know the Uncloudy Day, because I didn't. But if he could sing it once, I might be able to show him how to play it on the banjo. So he leaned back and he sang it for me. Oh, they tell me of a home far beyond the skies. Oh, they tell me of a home far away. Oh, they tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise. Oh, they tell me of an uncloudy day. And that's how I learned the song. I figured out the chords, which weren't too hard. The trouble was Leonard's hands were so big. His pinky finger was about as big around as my thumb. He'd go to press down one string and he'd mash down two or three. So I tuned up his banjo to an open chord. I showed him how to play bar chords, pressing one finger against all the strings at the same time. Leonard came in for lessons every week, right on schedule, and everybody there got to like him a lot. He had an easy charm about him. He'd come in, and one of the girls at the counter, she'd say, "How are you today, Mr. Lively?" And he'd say, "Oh, not bad for a little boy my size." And then he'd giggle, and she'd giggle. There was no doubt Leonard Lively had a way with the ladies. Then one day, his wife called up the store. She said, "Leonard won't be coming in for his lesson today." "Well, why is that?" "'Cause he died last night." Well, the lesson time was reserved. I had nowhere else to go. So I took my banjo back into the little lesson room and sang one more song for Mr. Leonard Lively. Oh, they tell me that he smiles on his children there, and his smile drives their sorrows all away. And they tell me that no tears ever come again in that lovely land of unclouded day. Oh, the land of cloudless day. Oh, the land of an uncloudy sky. Oh, they tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise. Oh, they tell me of an uncloudy day. Oh, they tell me of an uncloudy day.
I have done my share of carving figureheads of quaint design for the olives and the rhodics and the famous black ball line, brigantines and barks and clippers, brigs and schooners, lithe and tall, but the bounding Marco Polo was the flower of them all. While my hands are steady, while my eyes are gone, I will carve the music of the wind into the wood. I can see that white-winged clipper reeling under scudding clouds, tramping down a hazy skyline with a norther in her shrouds. I can feel her lines of beauty, see her flecked with spume and brine as she drives her scuppers under on that figurehead of mine. While my hands are steady, while my eyes are gone, I will carve the music of the wind into the wood. 'Twas of seasoned pine I made it clear, from outer bark to core, from the finest piece of timber, from the mast pond on straight shore. Every bite of axe or chisel, every ringing mallet welt, brought from out that block of timber all the spirit that I felt. While my hands are steady, while my eyes are gone, I will carve the music of the wind into the wood. I had read of Marco Polo till his daring deeds were mine, and I say them all a-glowing in that balsam-scented pine. Saw his eyes alight with purpose, facing every vagrant breeze, saw him lilting free and careless over all the seven seas. While my hands are steady, while my eyes are gone, I will carve the music of the wind into the wood. That is how I did my carving, beat of heart and stroke of hand, putting into life and action all the purpose that I planned. Flowing robes and wind-tossed dresses, forms of beauty, strength, design, I saw them all and tried to carve them in that figurehead of mine. While my hands are steady, while my eyes are gone, I will carve the music of the wind into the wood. And when my hands are feeble and my outward eyes grow dim, I will see again those clippers reeling o'er the ocean's rim. Great white fleet of ocean rovers, wind above, surf beneath, and the Marco Polo leading with my carving in her teeth. While my hands are steady, while my eyes are gone, I will carve the music of the wind into the wood. While my hands are steady, while my eyes are gone, I will carve the music of the wind into the wood.
In Scarlet Town, where I was born, there was a fair maid dwelling, made every youth cry well a day, and they called her Barbary Allen. It was in the month of May, when all gay flowers were a-blooming, sweet William on his deathbed lay, for the want of Barbary Allen. He called his servant to his bed, and bade him quick lie leave him, to fetch that fair maid to his side, that fair maid Barbary Allen. He searched high and he searched low, till at last he drew nigh her, saying, pretty fair maid, come fly with me. If your name be Barbary Allen, slow la, she got up, and slow la, she drew nigh him, but all she said at his bedside was, young man, I think you're dying. Don't you recall last Saturday night when we's all at the tavern? You raised a toast to the ladies all, but you slighted Barbary Allen. Yes, I remember last Saturday night when we gathered at the tavern. I gave a toast to the ladies all, but my heart to Barbary Allen. Oh, take it back, I'll keep it not. You've slighted me so sorely. Come Saturday night in the tavern near, I'll serve you just as poorly. He turned his face all towards the wall. A sigh it did escape him. That night sweet William breathed his last from the loss of Barbary Allen. As she was riding through the town, she heard the death bells tolling, and with each stroke they seemed to say, hard-hearted Barbary Allen. Oh, mother, make up my bed. Make it both long and narrow. Sweet William died for me last night. I'll die for him tomorrow. They found her there the very next morn, as though she's sweet lie sleeping, with a note that said, farewell to all. I'm finished with my grieving. They buried William in the old graveyard, and Barbary they laid nigh him, and out in his grave grew a blood-red rose, and out in hers a briar. They grew and grew to the graveyard gate, where they could grow no higher, and there they tied in a true lover's knot, with the rose wrapped around the briar.
Sheila Kay Adams from Mars Hill, North Carolina. And Barbary Allen, the version that she sings is learned from her mentor, one of her mentors, Inez Chandler. That's from the recording My Dearest Dear from Sheila Kay Adams. That's on Granny Dell Records. We are listening to story songs this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. And before that, we heard from John Roberts from his recording Sea Fever and the Old Figurehead Carver, which started out as a poem by the Reverend Hiram Cody of Fredericton, New Brunswick. It's referring to the famous clipper Marco Polo. John's friend Dick Swain gave the poem a tune. That's on Golden Hind Music. And we let off that set with Joel Mabus from his recording The Banjo Monologues and The Uncloudy Day and the story of Leonard Lively. That's on Fossil Records from Joel Mabus. Mark Knopfler is known as one of the great guitarists in the world, but he's also quite a fine storyteller when he writes his songs. This is from the recording Tracker and a tune called The Lights of Taramina. Here's Mark Knopfler on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. Thank you.
there's laughter in the darkness, music floating in across the bay. He's half listening and wondering how he could have let her slip away. So long ago, but still he wants to know if anyone has seen her. And he's sitting out in the night, looking down upon the lights of Taormina. They were young and love was shining like the colors of the rainbow. Desire felt like choking, love was smoking under the volcano. He can still taste her kisses, sweet as the red wine from the sea. Looking down upon the lights of Taormina. Seemed like another lifetime when they rambled along the shore. Seemed like another lifetime to use the common sweet senor. Maybe in another lifetime on a pathway to the sea. Maybe there they'll be. Crowd calls for the emperor, raise their hands to hail another king. But it's been so long a wanderer, another crowd can never mean a thing. He came, he saw, he conquered, 10,000 voices roared in the arena. Looking down upon the lights of Taormina. Chimes of history, myths of gods and men forever ring. Ancient dreams and all their mystery, wars for Sicily and Spartan women. In the mist of antiquity, ships of war set sail from Cartagena. Now he is sitting out in the night, looking down upon the lights of Taormina. Sitting out in the night, looking down upon the lights of Taormina. Thank you.
Once again with the tide, she slips her lines, turns her head and comes awake. Where she lay so still there at Privateer's Wharf, now she quickly gathers way. She will range far south from the harbor mouth and rejoice with every wave. Who will know the blue nose in the sun? Feel her bow rise free of Mother Sea in a sunburst cloud of spray that stings the cheek while the rigging will speak of sea miles gone away. She is always best under full press, hard over as she'll lay. Who will know the blue nose in the sun? Who will know the blue nose in the sun? That proud, fast queen of the Grand Banks fleet, portrayed on every dime. New hard work in her time, hard work in every line. The rich men's toys of the Gloucester boys, with their token bit of cod, they snap their spars and strain to pass her by. But she left them all behind. Now her namesake daughter remains to show what she has been, what every schoolboy remembers and will not come again. To think she's the last of the Grand Bank schooners that fed so many men. Who will know the blue nose in the sun? Who will know the blue nose in the sun? Does she not take wing like a living thing, child of the moving tide? See her pass with grace on the water's face, with clean and quiet pride. Our own tall ship of great renown still lifts unto the sky. Who will know the blue nose in the sun? The blue nose in the sun. Who will know the blue nose in the sun? Who will know the blue nose in the sun? Who will know the blue nose in the sun?
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1748. And remember, you can also hear us on iTunes. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. I'm fighting a cold this week, so maybe my voice sounds just a little bit raspy. This week's theme comes from the CD Waltz for Amy by Danny Nicely, Wyatt Rice, and Mark Schatz. And that was the classic traditional tune, Lost Girl. Must be a story to that, but I'm not sure what it is. This week, we are listening to story songs. This week and next on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. We just heard Stan Rogers from his recording Turnaround, the first recording I ever bought of Stan's, and that was the song Blue Nose. That's been reissued on Borealis Records. And before that, we let off the set with Mark Knopfler from his recording Tracker, and we heard The Lights of Taramina. That's on Verve Records. Woody Guthrie wrote lots of great story songs. Here's one of my favorite, The Biggest Thing That Man Has Ever Done. Here's Woody Guthrie on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
I'm just a lonesome traveler, the great historical bum. Highly educated, from history I have come. I built the Rock of Ages, 'twas in the year of one. That's about the biggest thing that man had ever done. I worked in the Garden of Eden, it was a year of two. Joined the Apple Pickers Union, I always paid my due. I'm the man that signed the contract to raise the rising sun. That was about the biggest thing that man had ever done. I was straw boss on the pyramids and the Tower of Babel too. Opened up the ocean, let the migrant children through. I fought a million battles and I never lost a one. That was about the biggest thing that man had ever done. I beat the daring Roman, I beat the daring Turk. Defeated Nero's army with 30 minutes work. I fought the greatest leaders and licked them every one. That is about the biggest thing that man had ever done. I was in the revolution when we set the country free. It was me and a couple of Indians that dumped the Boston Tea. We won the battle at Valley Forge and battle at Bully Run. That is about the biggest thing that man had ever done. There's a man across the ocean and I guess you know him well. His name is Adolf Hitler and damn his soul to hell. We'll kick him in the panzers and put him on the run. That'll be the biggest thing that man has ever done. There's mines and mills and factories that run for Uncle Sam, producing for the soldier boys that fight for this great land. Our job it is a tough one, it'll take us everyone. But this'll be the biggest thing that man has ever done. There's warehouse guys and teamsters and guys that skin the cats. Guys that run the steel mills, the furnace and the blast. We'll stop the Axis rattlesnakes and thieves of Old Nippon. That'll be the biggest thing that man has ever done. Well, I better quit my talking, 'cause I told you all I know. Please remember, partner, wherever you may go, the world is digging Hitler's grave, and when the job is done, that'll be the biggest thing that man has ever done. Yes, that'll be the biggest thing that man.
Eight lovers, they say, combed your waving dark hair. Eight men knew the feel of your dark velvet waist. Eight men knew the sound of your tan leather skirt. Eight men knew the bark of guns that you wore. Cole Younger was the first and the father of your girl. And the name that you gave to your daughter was Pearl. They say he was pardoned in 20 years' time. Bellstar, tell me, where have you gone? Since old Oklahoma's sand hills you did roam. Is it heaven's wide street you're tying your reins, or single footing somewhere below? Your Cherokee, a lover, Blue Duck was his name. He loved you in the sand hills before your great fame. Well, he caught a bullet in 1885. Your Blue Duck's no longer alive. old Oklahoma's sand hills you did roam. Is it heaven's wide street you're tying your reins, or a single footing somewhere below? The next was Bob Younger, you loved him so well. He rode with the James boys on the long trail. They caught him in Minnesota along with his gang. He died down at home in the cell or the chain. You loved Mr. William Clark Quantrill and the Civil War guerrillas in the Missouri. They hit Lawrence, Kansas, and fought there still, where they rode out 300 lay killed. Bell Star, tell me, where have you gone since old Oklahoma's sand hills you did roam? Is it heaven's wide street you're tying your reins, or single footing somewhere below? Some say that you could have, some whisper you might have loved Frank James on a couple of nights. He fought the Midland Railroad almost to death. In 1916, Frank drew his last breath. Some say that you could have, some said maybe so. You loved Jesse James, that desperado. Well, Jesse had a family, a wife and a son. He died down at home by the four brothers' guns. Bell Star, tell me, where have you gone since old Oklahoma's sand hills you did roam? Is it heaven's wide street you're tying your reins, single footing somewhere below? Bell Star, your time's getting late. Did you hear about Jim Younger? Did you hear his sad fate? They say he was pardoned for all he had done. He blowed out his own brains in 1901. Hey, lovers, they say, combed your waving dark hair. Eight men knew the feel of your dark velvet waist. Eight men knew the sound of your tan leather skirt. Eight men knew the bark of the guns that you wore. Bell Star, tell me, where have you gone since old Oklahoma's sand hills you did roam? Is it heaven's wide street you're tying your reins, or single footing somewhere below?
With me in 1913 to Calumet, Michigan, in the copper country. I'll take you to a place called Italian Hall, where the miners were having a big Christmas ball. I'll take you through a door and up a high stair. Singing and dancing is there everywhere. Let you shake hands with all the people you'll see. Watch the kids dance round the big Christmas tree. Ask about work and you ask about pay. They'll tell you that they make less than a dollar a day. Working in the copper claims and risking their lives. So it's fun to spend Christmas with their children and wives. there's talking, and there's laughing, and there's songs in the air. The spirit of Christmas is there everywhere. Before you know it, you're friends with us all, and you're dancing around and around in the hall. Well, a little girl sits down by the Christmas tree lights. Play the piano so you gotta keep quiet. To hear all this fun, you would not realize that the copper boss Thugman was milling outside. The copper boss thugs stuck their heads in the door. One of them hollered and he screamed, "There's a fire." Lady, she hollered, "Ain't no such a thing. Go on with your party, ain't no such a thing." A few people rushed, and it was only a few. They said, "It's only the thugs and the scabs fooling you." The man grabbed his daughter and he carried her down. But the thugs held the door and he could not get out. Then others followed, about 100 or more. Most everybody remained on the floor. Gun thugs, they laughed with a murderous roar, while the children were smothered on the stairs by the door. Such a terrible sight I never did see. We carried our children back up to their tree. The scabs outside still laughed at their spree, and the children that died were 70. Anna played a slow funeral tune. The town was lit up by a cold Christmas moon. The parents, they cried, and all the miners, they mourned. See what your greed for money has done. Trip with me in 1913, Calumet, Michigan, in the copper country. Take you to a place called Italian Hall, where the miners was having a big Christmas ball.
This is The Sing Out, Radio Magazine. I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. We're listening to story songs this week and next. And we just heard a set of Woody Guthrie tunes. That was John McCutcheon from This Land, Woody Guthrie's America. and the 1913 massacre in Calumet, Michigan. We heard Tommy Emmanuel on the guitar and Stuart Duncan on the fiddle. It's on Apple Songs Records. And before that, we heard from Sarah Gray from her recording Down in Old Dolores. Sarah Gray along with Kieran Means. And we heard a Woody Guthrie tune I didn't know anything about, Bell Star. It deals with eight of her paramours, kind of an old-time gossip song. Down in Old Dolores is on Fellside Records. And we let off that set with Woody from back during World War II and The Biggest Thing That Man Has Ever Done. That's my collection on Not Now Records from England called The Ultimate Collection, Woody Guthrie. Well, my son is a guitar repairman in Elkins, West Virginia. He fixes mandolins, too. He works in a shop. When I heard this tune from Eric Brace, Peter Cooper, and Tom Jutz, I thought, you know, this is for Nate. Here's a song all about Hugh Hansen on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Hugh Hansen fixed this old guitar, he brought it back to life. High glue on his fingers, roosters running round outside. Neck about to snap right off, cracks up and down the sides. The bridge was held by nuts and bolts, Martin Parlor sides. I said, man, can you fix it? And he said, probably so. Just leave it here, I'll check it out, and then I'll let you know. Hugh Hansen fixed this old guitar, it was broken, now it's not. The opposite of you and me, the first thing that I thought. Hugh Hansen fixed this old guitar, it sings just like it sang. In August 1880, the first time that it rang, it hung up at a hardware store, some lady took it down, brought it home to muggy evenings in some Mississippi town. And by the time I held it, it was really just a shell. Didn't know if it could sing again, but I knew who could tell. Hugh Hansen fixed this old guitar, it was broken, now it's not. The opposite of you and me, the first thing that I thought. Hugh Hansen fixed this old guitar, he brought it back to life. High glue on his fingers, roosters running round outside. Hugh Hansen fixed this old guitar, it was broken, now it's not. The opposite of you and me, first thing that I thought. The opposite of you and me, well, that's just what I thought.
Western Carolina, y'all know mountains. So I'm up there, and it's a beautiful sunny day, and it's a summertime, and there's this fruit and vegetable stand by the side of the road. And bigger than the fruit and vegetable stand was a sign out front saying, Jesus and tomatoes coming soon. I knew immediately that was going to have to be a song, you know?
Seas. Tennessee Bradley's the best homegrown you'll find. How it happened, I don't know. Must have been the miracle grow. Oh, I could not believe my eyes. In my tomato bed, a coming from miles around. They laid their money down to see that ripe phenomenon. Even made the evening news and had a website to this vegetable from heaven.
Or is it a fruit?
What arose up from the dirt now sells on t-shirts. Smile, God loves you. I see him on the vine. This just might be a sign. Help me, I'm confused. So many brands to choose. Jesus and tomatoes coming soon. Profits kept rolling in. I prayed they'd never end and filed for tax exemption. Heard a knocking at my door. Was a lawyer for the Lord saying, don't do this no more. I said, come and dine with me. We'll have a beer.
If you're my age, you remember when guests used to come on the Johnny Carson show and bring things like potato chips that looked like the president and stuff like that. Jesus and Tomatoes from Kate Campbell and her recording Two Nights in Texas. That's on Large River Music, obviously recorded live. And before that, we let off that little set with a tune called Hugh Hansen from Peter Cooper, Eric Brace, and Tom Jutz. From their recording Profiles in Courage, Frailty, and Discomfort. Which one do you fit into? And that's a tune all about a fellow who could fix a guitar. And Fred Knobloch's guitar is the one that they had fixed. That's on Red Beat Records from Eric, Peter, and Tom. Hope you've enjoyed part one of our story songs feature here on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. We've got even more next week. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1748.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning, I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning, I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a song, if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning, I'd sing it in the evening, all over this land. I'd sing out danger, I'd sing out a warning, I'd sing out of love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. Well, I got a hammer and I got a bell.